The Central Bank of Ireland has published its first quarterly bulletin of 2021. The outlook depends on the future path of the virus and the measures to contain its renewed spread. Mark Cassidy is Director of Economics and Statistics with the Central Bank, and he joins us this morning. Mark, it seems the nation's health and the health of the economy is very much dependent on the rollout of vaccines.
That's right. Good morning, Petula. So for this year, certainly the duration and the severity of restriction measures, first of all, and then the speed and the effectiveness of the deployment of vaccines, they will be the critical factors. Beyond that, then what people do with their accumulated savings after the recovery is in place and how quickly business and confidence recover, they will be among the important things to look out for after that. So the forecast we released today, we see the economy remaining weak during the first half of this year before beginning to recover quite strongly, I would say, during the second half, as we assume that vaccines do become effective. And then we see that recovery gaining momentum as we move into 2022, as sentiment improves and private consumption and investment pick up.
You say recovery is expected to pick up momentum in 2022, but recovery may not be even across all sectors.
It won't. So we see already that some sectors of the economy have been doing very well. So many of the exporting sectors, multinational exporting sectors, such as pharma, IT services, medical devices, they continue to perform strongly right throughout the crisis, as did other parts of the domestic sector, parts of the grocery sector, for example. As recovery takes place, many that will be broadened out. Many parts of the economy that were shut down will also begin to recover. But I think there will be some permanent effects. I think that we will see firm closures in sectors such as hospitality, transport, retail. And it will take a while for those sectors to fully recover. And there will be permanent job losses in those sectors and financial hardship for many.
Tell me a little bit more about that, about the recovery in the labour market. What do you forecast for employment?
Well, the employment measures are complicated at the moment because in addition to the standard unemployment rate, we also have around 460,000 people now on the pandemic unemployment rate. So what we're forecasting is we see the official rate of unemployment, which has increased from 5%, it's now around 7.25%. We think this will average around 9.25% next year. And that's people who are out of work, do not expect to return to work. So that's around 225,000 people, up from around 120,000 people before the crisis began. Even next year, we think the unemployment rate will still be around 8% on average, which is considerably above where it was at the beginning of the crisis.
And Brexit, of course, will have an impact on the economy. Trade frictions will affect growth, but it could have been worse, you say.
Yes, it's a big relief for the economy that the worst case scenario of no trade deal has been avoided. So tariffs and quotas have been avoided. That would have had a very significant effect on agri-food in particular. But even with a deal, there are still significant new trade frictions, new customs and regulatory checks. We've seen evidence of that over the past 3 weeks. We do think the situation will improve as the new requirements and procedures become more familiar. But there will still be lasting effects, first on the viability of some of our exports to the UK. Consumers will also be affected through the potential for higher prices and reduced availability of some brands, as well as new restrictions we've seen or costs for online shopping from the UK.
Mark Cassidy, Director of Economics and Statistics at the Central Bank, thank you for those insights this morning. I'll have more business news at 8:30.